What do you get when you cross a drummer and a gorilla?
What's that?
A really dumb gorilla. So, you know, we go on and on and on.
Yeah, we do.
You know. See, in that kind of way, I've never really thought of Matt as a drummer. You know, seriously, when I listened to a record, you know, by Wellwater Conspiracy, which was kind of a two-piece venture, you know, I know Matt's playing drums on those records, and because of that, they, you know, they have one of the best drummers playing on those records. But I think of you as a singer and a player and a writer.
True. And I remember the first time I really sort of checked through the credits of a Soundgarden record once I'd really discovered the band, and I noticed the amount of songs that you had contributed to or written. You know, it did kind of freak me out in a really good way, because you just assume that, you know, Kim and Chris are handling the lion's share. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Well, the initial stuff I did bring in, they didn't want to do, so I had to kind of up my game to reach their level. And it's same with Eddie and Stone, and I mean, they've written historic songs, you know, and so I really feel honored that they actually want to do some of my stuff.
How do you feel about that, Ed? Does it hit you every now and then when you least expect it that you've written these kind of songs that touch people in such a deep way?
I think I'm fortunate to have spent a lot of time in nature and away from like absolutely everything, you know, get as far away as possible and isolated in kind of a healthy way. It keeps you in a place where you're constantly just trying to do better. I mean, I was saying the other day, like, if you actually write a song, spend, you know, a couple hours and write a song and actually finish a song, and then you play it back, you actually feel good about yourself for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a good 5 minutes to have, you know. Yeah. Other than that, you just feel like you're struggling just like everybody else.
But what goes on? After that 5 minutes, you know, between then and we get a, you know, I'm getting deep now, but I love this aspect of making records. You know, we get a chance to hear this album and we discover these songs for the first time. In that in-between part, playing them to the rest of the guys in the band and then sitting down, whether it's tracking them, playing them live, getting them right, mixing, mastering, and all that kind of stuff. You know, is it hard to stay connected to the music through all of that once the initial buzz of writing and penning it's done, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly can. I mean, that whole process of making a record involves a lot of elements, and you still have to listen to it in each one of those stages or elements. So the burnout factor can occur, but hopefully you're so in tune with what you're doing that you keep your focus going through all the different stages. There's a great Bono quote that says, "We're still trying to blow our own minds." And I think that's true with us. You know, we're still trying to please ourselves as artists first and foremost.
Do you high five, you know, in the studio when you get the mix right and you're sitting there with the band, you sit down? I know it sounds corny, but do you like just go like,
I mean, there's moments, sure. There's moments of elation, absolutely.